open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
During the month of February, we've been focusing on looking at God's Word as truth and applying that truth to relationships. We looked 2 weeks ago from 2 Peter, where the Apostle Peter said that it was important that even though the believers knew what was right and he encouraged them to make their call and election sure, he says, even though you know this, you're established in this, I'm going to make sure that I remind you until I'm dead. And then he even said that even after he was dead, that he would continue to remind them. In John chapter 18, Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? And although he was doing so sarcastically, it still is a valid question. We need to ask ourselves, what is truth? And we need to look at the Bible as our framework for determining what truth is. We also see from John chapter 17 that Jesus said that God's word is truth. And then in Psalm 119, many parts of Psalm 119 talk about God being true, His word being true, His word being everlasting, and His righteousness being everlasting, and also talks about using the word of God to help a young man cleanse his way and keep him from sin. We also see from John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, Jesus, speaking to Jews who believed in him, said that if they abided in his word, they would be his disciples indeed, and they would know the truth, and the truth would set them free. By abiding in the word of God, we actually have the ability to know the truth and to be set free from our sins. Why? Because God's word is true, and when you're abiding in or living in his word, you know the truth. We also see in John chapter 14 that Jesus said that he is true. And then in Acts chapter 17, we see an example of the Berean believers who were open-minded, open to learn new things, but also didn't just accept everything that they heard as true, but actually looked and searched the Word of God to find out what the Bible would say about this. And then we saw from Romans chapter 1 that there are some people who know the truth, but actually suppress the truth. And this is something that is critical when we want to know the truth. You need to know that not everyone that's out there, even those who sometimes are an authority figure, those who know better and should be someone that you can trust, it's important that you realize that they could know the truth but be suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. And then we see in Romans chapter 1, again, verse 25, that there are those who exchange the truth of God for the lie. So they accept the lie of the devil, and they accept that as truth and reject the truth of God. And they worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. But we as the church have that responsibility to be the pillar and the ground of truth, as the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, that the church is to be the pillar and the ground of truth. And we in 2 Timothy chapter 2, we're supposed to rightly divide the truth. And we talked last week, we actually gave some examples of those who actually know the truth but are suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. And one of those was Dr. Money, who actually a lot of the transgender research was based on his work, where there was parents who had two twin boys, and the twin boys needed to be circumcised, and there was a malfunction of the machine, and the private part of one of the boys was damaged to the point that it had to be removed. Dr. Money believed that if a boy can be raised as a girl, that boy would be a girl. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
We're back, ready to answer your computer and technical questions, your streaming questions, your cybersecurity questions. We are here to help you out. And so give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Live technical support will answer your computer technical and other questions. And we do have, in addition to answering your questions today, we do have several things lined up, several topics lined up. We will be talking about streaming. We also will be talking about a fairly newly discovered security breach or security hole that actually affects certain MSPs, managed service providers, or computer IT firms, and you know, we'll be talking about how you can make sure that your computer company, if you have a computer company, how you can make sure that they have taken steps to protect you in the event of a breach or a flaw in the software. So we'll be talking about that today as well. And of course, we are here to answer your questions, and your questions can be on any topic. We're here. We'll answer those. We'll help you out. So you can give us a call here, 772-340-1590. That's the number to the studio. If you want to give a call into if you want to give a call in here to the to our shop, our business, our number in the shop is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978, and we can help you there. So one of the things that is happening, and one of the things that we will be talking about in the upcoming weeks, maybe even this week if we have time, will be how you can watch certain programs for free and what free content is available out there. Because I know, when you go with streaming, some people go with subscriptions, and there's a lot of different subscriptions that you can go with. Some people go with a package that's kind of like a standalone or a cable TV substitute. And some people just want to cut it out altogether, cut out their television bill altogether. One thing that is important to note is that if you are streaming television, you will need to have high-speed internet. And the high-speed internet will have to have enough bandwidth available to be able to allow you to watch those shows without running out of space. So this is something that we'll be going over here today and talking about. One of the things that is happening right now is that some people out there are into NASCAR racing, and NASCAR racing is available to actually stream. So the Daytona 500 kicked off last week, and we wanted to, of course, that's really, really big. But, this is something that you'll be able to actually, I know a lot of people want to watch this. If you are a NASCAR fan, you may want to watch this. And so, one of the things that is interesting, though, is that this is available on a standalone streaming platform. And one of the things that you actually see is that if you did subscribe to Peacock to watch the Super Bowl, maybe you subscribed and you said, I'm just going to get a short subscription here, I'm going to even sign up for a trial. Maybe you said, hey, I'm going to cancel it after the Super Bowl. Well, if you are a NASCAR fan, also you may want to keep your Peacock subscription, because you can actually watch NASCAR races on Peacock. And of course, Peacock is the streaming platform that's used by CBS. So anything that's on CBS, maybe it's NBC. Anyway, Peacock is out there, and you can actually watch the NASCAR races there. So. One of the things, and by the way, that it looks like the next Super Bowl that you'll be able to stream on Peacock will be the 2026 Super Bowl. So it may not have been Peacock that this Super Bowl was aired on, but the Peacock does include NBC aired NFL games, and some of the games are exclusive to to Peacock. We did see that in one of the playoffs games was exclusive to Peacock this year. Also, Big Ten basketball, Premier League, and the Paris 2024 Summer Olympics. So that was pretty big to be able to watch that. So I was incorrect on that. The Super Bowl this year was streamed on Paramount, and NASCAR is being available on Peacock. So you will be able to see this, though. Also, you'll be able to see other Peacock originals and get tons of live sports, big hit movies, binge-worthy TV originals, and more. And another way that you can do this, and by the way, if you wanted to sign up for Peacock, they do have a monthly plan for $5.99 a month. There's 80,000 plus hours of entertainment, 50 plus always on channels, new and hit shows. So it's not just what's there normally. You also get the Premier League, the PGA Tour, hit shows, hit and new and hit shows, films and originals, current NBC and Bravo shows. For $5.99 a month, they also have an annual plan that's $59.99 a month. And so you'll actually be able to watch, in addition to NASCAR that we're talking about, they also have Sunday Night Football during the regular season, Premier League, and WWE. You probably get enough of the WWE stuff watching Donald Trump, but he kind of reminds me, the way he talks sometimes, kind of reminds me of a wrestler, professional wrestler. But anyway, but you can watch a lot on Peacock. It is, again, a subscription. Now, if you want to watch Peacock or NBC without actually subscribing to Peacock, one of the things that you can do is you can get a digital antenna, and chances are, depending on where you're located, you may have to mount that digital antenna outside your house on a 20-foot pole that goes above your roof and presumably above your neighbor's roof, and you would have to play around with the rotation. Most of the antennas, many of the antennas have a rotor on the top and a button that you can push from the inside your house that will actually turn the antenna, and the antenna is able to go in 360 degrees. And we've had customers in the St. Lucie County area that have been able to pick up stations as far away, as far south as Miami, and as far northwest as Orlando. And of course, that would include all of the Palm Beach County stations as well. So anything that's broadcast on the NBC, you would be able to get that way. You would not be able to get any shows that are streamed exclusively on Peacock, and some of them are streamed exclusively on Peacock. But hey, this is one way to do it.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your computer and technical questions. So hey, if you have a question, could be on any topic, doesn't have to be really on a particular topic here. Just give us a call, 772-340-1590, and we'll answer those computer questions and technical questions as well. One of the things that we did want to go over is we want to alert you to two major security vulnerabilities that affect remote support software. And this affects ConnectWise, which is one of the companies that produces software that allows computer IT firms to be able to provide remote support. And for the most part, this software is legitimate software, and it is software that is used for the most part by legitimate companies. I have, by the way, seen, and we actually had a recent breach at one of our customers that's not on our managed services plan, and not yet, at least, and does not yet have our cybersecurity protection. They actually, their front desk received a call stating that they were support for the company and that they needed to get in and make some changes. And the person that answered the phone didn't know any better, didn't call management, didn't call us, didn't check to verify whether this was a legitimate support call or not, just took the person's word for it and followed instructions to let this, what was a hacker, into their system. And that hacker did actually use ConnectWise. And that's the company that had these major breaches, where basically bad guys were able to get into computers, not just when an employee let someone in, like happened in the account that I just mentioned, but also these exploits can be used to get in unauthorized to systems if the threat is not patched. So what happens in today's environment is that when a threat is discovered, that threat is actually reported, and so what happens is that threat is reported to CISA, which stands for Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. So this is a government website, and so this actually is, they actually come out with what's called a CVE, which stands for Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures, and there are two CVEs for this threat, and they are CVE-2024, which stands for the year, -1708 and 1709. Now, what does that tell you? We're here today is February 24th. These were released. Let me see exactly when these were released. These were released a few days ago, and so you're looking at more than 1,700 known and identified cybersecurity threats this year already. So that's why it's important, more important than ever, to actually take preventative steps to protect yourself and your network. And so what we're looking at here, with these vulnerabilities, and these vulnerabilities, by the way, were first discovered by the company that we use for MDR. Now, MDR, there's a lot of acronyms in computers. MDR stands for Manage, Detect, and Respond. So we use, and some of our clients out there have our EDR solution. EDR stands for Endpoint Detect and Respond. It's an advanced antivirus, anti-malware software that actually looks for threats, finds them, and can help us remediate and address those. But largely, those are based on definitions. There's also artificial intelligence that's used to help protect and to help secure environments. But there's no actual person that's actually monitoring that. That's where MDR comes in. MDR has a person or a group of people, commonly called a SOC or a Security Operations Center, that actually is responding to alerts. So the software kind of looks for fishy activity. Maybe it's a failed login attempt on a server, and maybe the server has You know, maybe someone just forgot their password, but maybe it's actually a hacker trying to get in. Maybe it's someone, you know, someone trying to log in from, let's say, China or Russia or the Ukraine, and or trying to log in at an odd time of the day. Maybe most of your logins happen between 9 and 5, but this login actually is happening at 3 o'clock in the morning. So what is actually happening? What is causing this? Why is this happening? So what we're actually looking at there is the MDR solution, the managed detect and response solution that we have, actually was the first to detect and isolate this threat. And they did so before that was actually the threat was actually became an official CVE or official CVEs. So again, CVE stands for Common Vulnerabilities and Exposures. So for those customers of ours that have our MDR solution, and by the way, we don't use ConnectWise. But even if we did use ConnectWise, and we had, and our customers had our MDR solution, they still would have been protected from this because they would have our MDR, the SOC, the actual people that are making up this security operations center, would have responded to an alert that indicates that there's something odd or fishy going on in a system. And they would have actually responded and shown up and gotten there and worked to actually protect the computer and the environment from further exploitation. But what this actually does is, first of all, there was a breach, and it must have been with ConnectWise's server. But there was a breach that affected Screen Connect accounts, and so multiple Screen Connect accounts were compromised, and this can allow bad guys to get into systems and to take over and to exploit the vulnerabilities. And let me tell you, the remote support tools that we have and that we use are very powerful. They can do a lot. We use them for good, but it's also important that whoever is providing IT support for you, if that's not a Faster PC, we do take very high standards of protecting our accounts in our software and our knowledge base and what we have the control or the access to your systems. We are taking steps to actually protect those and to actually keep, and including, by the way, our remote support software combined with our Zero Trust application control. The Zero Trust application control blocks all scripts from running from our remote support software unless we specifically have said this is a script that we want to run. So we'll talk more about that at a later date. But you know, some of the things that can be done to actually protect are, first of all, for any company out there that's providing IT support using Screen Connect, they should actually update immediately if they haven't done so already. In fact, if you're using a IT service provider and they're using Screen Connect, you may want to call them and ask them whether they have updated to, if they're running on-premises Screen Connect or ConnectWise, whether they have updated to version 23.9.8. If they haven't, you might want to look for a new IT provider, because what's happening is either they're not paying attention to what's going on, or they haven't actually, they're not subscribing to updates. And, you know, some companies, to cut costs, they won't subscribe to an annual support subscription so they can get security updates. Those security updates are important, especially when you're talking about software that holds the keys to actually get into hundreds or thousands of computers. And so it's very important to protect those. And some ISPs or some MSPs, some managed service providers or IT firms have not been paying the ConnectWise support, and they haven't been updating, and everything's been working okay. And you know the old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, that's true in a lot of things, but when you're talking about something that is so critical, a tool that can do so much good, but also in the wrong hands could do a lot of evil, and a lot of malicious activity could be going on. Well, it's very important that software is updated on a regular basis. As soon as an update comes out, that the update is tested and then deployed in the actual environment to make sure that everything is working. And so what actually happens here is, again, the managed services companies, the IT providers, need to get in and need to update their software and to make sure that the software is patched from this security vulnerability, these security vulnerabilities. So what actually happened is, and this actually happened starting on Monday of this week, there were actually 8,800 Screen Connect servers out there that were exposed. And as of Wednesday of this week, that number was down to 3,800. So many of them did update. But it's very important, again, to make sure if you are using ScreenWise out there, or maybe you actually have an IT company that provides service for you that's using ScreenWise, it's important to make sure that they have installed the update and make sure that they are protecting you. So this is vitally important. And some of the things, there are steps that can be taken, and there's extra layers of protection that should be deployed to protect customers and computers and networks from vulnerabilities such as this. And so one of the things that we will actually do in the upcoming segment, depending on calls, of course, we're always here to answer your calls, and your calls could be, your question could be on a different topic. But if we don't have a call that takes us in a different direction, we will actually go over this threat a little bit more, and then go over how multiple layers of protection can actually provide additional protection so that even if there is a breach in one area, you're still protected.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technical issues as well. And of course, we started out the show with looking at cybersecurity. Well, we started out looking at streaming, and then the last segment we were talking about cybersecurity threats out there. So this is something that we can actually continue to help you with, to continue to help you protect yourself. And so what we're going to be talking about in this segment, and again, if you have a question that's on a different topic, that's certainly okay. We'll cover this later, because we have taken steps, and we are taking steps always, to protect your network. If you are a client of a Faster PC, first of all, We don't use ConnectWise. Secondly, we do pay for active money subscriptions to our companies that provide remote support. And we also have additional software, additional layers that can help protect you. Now, just to go over a little bit about what this software is, what it does, and or what these vulnerabilities are, what they do, and how they happened. So basically, ConnectWise again is software that is used for remote support. And what actually happened is that there was a critical vulnerability that allowed hackers to actually create additional admin accounts. And also ConnectWise, one of the things about ConnectWise is that they do allow their users to actually modify and create custom extensions. And with those custom extensions, they can modify the remote support experience. But what the hackers are doing is they're actually creating malicious modified extensions, custom extensions, and using this to launch malicious payloads in environments. And so how do you protect? First of all, make sure that you're whoever's providing your IT support actually is paying for support for the software that they use. And again, we do pay for the support of the software that we use. We also have complex usernames and passwords. Well, the passwords at least are complex for our remote support software that we use. And we set up multi-factor authentication, which means that in addition to our username and our password, we also have to have a code that's generated from an authenticator app that actually allows us to get into the system. And without that authenticator app, if someone were to find out what our password is, without the authentication code, they still would not be able to get into our account. In addition to that, and by the way, we have two different remote support utilities that we use, and both of those have those features set up where we have that multi-factor authentication that is protecting those accounts. We also, and not every one of our customers subscribes to our cybersecurity platform, but we do have cybersecurity packages that are available on the residential, home office, and business or office, professional office, doctor's office, dental office, whatever, nonprofit. We have cybersecurity packages that are available for all of our users that provide additional layers of protection. And with those additional layers of protection, what can actually happen is you actually have a software that runs on the computer that provides what we call zero trust. So you may have heard, and in fact, I know many people listening are from a generation where people could be trusted and you could actually make an agreement, shake hands on it, and the other person would remember the agreement. They would fulfill their part of it. You would remember the agreement. You would fulfill your part of it. We know that that doesn't always happen today in America, and especially when you're dealing with someone that's a criminal, that's a cyber criminal, very likely located in another country, someone that doesn't share our values, someone that definitely doesn't have a biblical worldview, that doesn't believe that there's a God in heaven that they are going to answer to, that they are going to be accountable
for the theft that they are doing, for the havoc that they are wreaking on individual computers, on small business computers, on computer networks, and you know, taking down businesses and demanding ransom to for the company to get their data back or to not release this data on the dark web. So there's, or to restore the systems where they function again so that that company can do business. So you can't trust everyone out there anymore. And especially, you may have heard, I believe it was Ronald Reagan that said, trust but verify. Well, when it comes to computers, you actually first don't trust. You want to be suspicious. You want to be cautious. You want to say, well, until I determine that this program is trustworthy, it's going to be denied by default. So we have a part of our cybersecurity stack is actually a program that by default denies anything that isn't specifically allowed. So what happens is we first install it on a system or a network on several systems that are not infected currently. And the software runs in a kind of an auditing mode where it's looking for ways, looking for things that are done on the system, looking for things that need to be allowed for ordinary business to work. Like, for instance, Microsoft Edge accessing the internet, or Google Chrome accessing the internet, or Firefox accessing the internet, or if you have a certain plugin in your browser, that working. If you have a certain antivirus program, there's rules that are built to allow that program to run. Anything else that accesses the internet, or maybe even accesses data on your drive, rules are built to allow that to happen. Then, after that period of time, the system is fully secured. When the system is fully secured, any new thing that comes into the environment by default is denied access. It's denied even to run. For instance, with this software installed on computers, if you were to go out and let's say you were to download TurboTax and you were to go to install that TurboTax, unless there's a specific rule written to permit TurboTax to install, TurboTax would be denied. And then what would happen? Well, you would call us up. We would log into the system, and we would build the rule. You can even send a request, and we would look at this at the software, and we would build the permissions to allow that to run because it is a legitimate program. But we would also build that out where we would take some precautions so that that program could not be used in a malicious way. And by the way, there are programs that are valid, that are legitimate programs that have security flaws that can be used in a malicious way by a malicious actor. And so we would actually configure it in such a way so that it would have as much rights as it needed, but not more rights than what it needed. And of course, we could also log in and help with the installation of that as well. And we would build that so that, hopefully updates in the future would be allowed. And if not, we can tweak that, the settings and whatnot. But by default, something that's not allowed, something that's not specifically allowed, is denied until it's proven and looked at. So that, for instance, the client of ours that had a person at the front desk that answered the phone and allowed a hacker to talk them into downloading ConnectWise and opening ConnectWise and running ConnectWise and allowing them into the system, that program would have been denied. It would not even have been able to be opened with this software running unless we had specifically previously authorized that program to run. So
even an employee that does something that they shouldn't do and lets the bad guys in, or tries to let the bad guys in, would be stopped by this. And then we add an additional layer where we have MDR, not only EDR, which again stands for Endpoint Detect and Respond, but also MDR, which stands for Managed Detect and Respond. So this is actually, in addition to computer programs and artificial intelligence looking for odd things, what is happening here? Are there logins at odd times? Are there failed logins? Are we seeing strange activity? A lot of data moving or being exfiltrated from the system. Is this something that's normal? And then you actually get a person, a trained cybersecurity expert, that hops on, discovers what's happening, and shuts it down. Again, our MDR provider, our managed detect and respond provider, was the first to discover and isolate the issues caused by the security screen or the screen connect vulnerabilities. And of course, these vulnerabilities weren't announced really publicly until the 19th, which was Monday, but this was actually known, the threat was out there, and hackers knew about this on the 13th of February. So, you know, there's a period of time between the time that the threat is discovered by hackers and the time that a patch is available and the announcement is made that there is a threat out there. And what that period of time in the meantime is what's called a zero-day threat. And when this patch was released, it was a zero-day threat, and the security firms had to, or the IT people, the companies out there that are using this software, needed to take action immediately. But not all have. And so again, having these multiple layers of protection can help protect your computer.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, All Relationships Should Be Based on the Truth Found in God's Word, the Bible. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part.